You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
There's an old Scottish anecdote that goes something like this. A father gave his son some money for a holiday abroad. Soon, his son ran out of money and sent home a brief telegram. It went like this. No mun, no fun, your son. Well, when his dad read that, he thought he'd teach his son a lesson. So he sent a return message which said, too bad, so sad, your dad.
I guess there just might be some truth to that story. But you know, there's a lot of folk who don't really know their fathers. They've never known what it might be like to have a dad that really cared about them.
I lost my mum and dad when I was only 10 years old. But I do remember that my father loved me. In fact, he cared enough to discipline me when I was naughty. Perhaps, as you're listening, you wish that your dad had loved you. Maybe he abused you in some way, either verbally or physically, and you've always carried that deep hurt inside you. And something as serious as that can affect all our future relationships if you don't deal with it and put it behind you.
The truth is, if you turn that hurt over to God, he will heal you of it. If you missed out on an earthly father's love, look, it's time you discovered how much your heavenly father loves you.
Sometimes the hurt is so deep that you want to hold on to your anger and bitterness, believing it will empower you and give you courage to fight your way in a tough world. Maybe it will for a time, but you'll never experience real peace that way.
You know, it's no easy job being a dad today. There are so many forces attempting to pull families apart. It takes real courage to stand up for what's right and decent and bring children up to show respect for their parents, their teachers, and those in authority.
Could it be that there are too many fathers out there saying, it's just too hard? Maybe that's why they're simply walking away from their responsibilities instead of hanging in there for their child's sake. I call them quitters. But on the whole, there are many other dads who are struggling to do the right thing to hold their families together.
And I say God bless all those dads out there who are doing their part in bringing up their children in the best way they know how. But let me also say that they still need help from the greatest textbook in all the world as their guide.
We need to understand that our Heavenly Father is not some remote God who's waiting for us to go wrong, when he'll suddenly whack us with some tragedy to bring us into line. No, listen to this.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Some may balk at the fact that God is a Trinity, that is, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. But how can this be? Well, look at nature, for example. Water, ice, steam. Yes, they're different, but still water. Take an egg. Yolk, white, shell. And a hand. Palm, fingers, thumb. There are many examples of separate parts that have a reason for being, and yet they're all part of the whole. Today, why don't you turn back to your Heavenly Father, instead of running blindly in the opposite direction? It's an amazing thing that the great creator of the universe desires to come to live within the heart of one of his creation. And that's why he made us in the first place. The problem is, our hearts are sinful. But the good news is that he sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. And Jesus rose again, proving he is God, and that he has the power to save us. Why don't you turn to him?
Why not contact us or choose one of the free booklets we have on offer at our website? This website is brand new. Contact us on www.communicationradio.org. I'll give you that again. www.communicationradio.org. That's O-R-G. And now till next week, this is John Hills on behalf of the whole team, reminding you that Jesus Christ is God's answer to our every need.